Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you wonderful listeners all around the world. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday. That's 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also broadcast and featured on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all Amazon Alexa devices, as well as we are about to be syndicated on all, Spotify and Blog Talk Radio and some other stuff. And XM Sirius Radio, I'm coming for fucking you. This is your hostess with the Moses, Jennifer DeVoe, and we are Get Real Global Entertainment. That is who's producing this, paying for this, and basically that's, you know, mostly just my husband, but I try to help as much as I can. And speaking of that, here is my co-host, business partner, and also known as the husband JJ.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
James Muse. I'm doing lovely.
All right, I'm doing fine. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, just like we love it.
I like it when the weather's like this.
Yeah,
it's a little windy in the valley today. I don't like that part, but everything else is cool.
Always windy out here.
Yeah, it's always windy in the valley.
Every time we try to roll some bud, and it should be flying all over the fucking
place. I know,
place.
Weed everywhere.
The bullshit.
It's not cool.
We need a weed neck.
Yeah, I think so.
anybody got a patent on one?
A weed net.
Yeah.
It'd have to be really, really fine, like that tiny shit get little the blowing, holes. Like, yeah.
Get to catch that shit falling on the ground.
That'd have to be tiny little holes for that. It'd be smaller than a smelting, getting smelts. You know what I mean? It's better than getting smelts.
Explain that to people who don't understand what that means. What is a smelt?
A smelt is a fish. It's like a tiny little skinny, smaller fish that's usually only like a couple inches long or something, and people fry it up in a pan. It's a main thing.
Like a sardine size?
Kind of. Like-ish like that, yeah.
Smaller maybe?
But very small, but you have to have a net that has very small holes.
Oh.
Because it'll swim through if you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Can't get it with a standard fishing net.
Yeah,
so, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So you'd have to have it like really tiny, even smaller than that. To get that.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway, so we've been very busy.
Yes.
Been very busy fucking people.
And we didn't get enough sleep from last night.
Last Friday. This has been a very busy fucking week.
Uh-huh.
Since last Wednesday when we spoke to you last, Friday night, we had, the show at the Whiskey, which was Slant, yeah. Scum Love, yeah. And Orgy was the headliner.
That was a good show.
Thank you so much. Shout out to all the boys of Orgy, Jay Gordon, Nick Speck, Creighton Emmerich,
Carlton
Bost, and Rainin Bozio. I got it this time. Bozio. Rainin Bozio is the new drummer. He just came in a few months
Lou
ago.
Gordon.
Thank you so much to Lou Gordon,
yes.
The manager, the man with the plan, and, Orgy's manager. Their new song, Army to Your Party, was fucking awesome.
Debuted at number 8?
Number 8 on the Spotify charts.
Yeah, check it out, y'all. It's a very good song.
Go check out Army to Your Party by Orgy.
Yeah.
It's a really awesome song. I love everything that Orgy does anyway.
Uh-huh.
They're a good band. I love those guys. I've been listening to them since they came out in the late 90s. So I'm a fan. Always been a fan. And every show we go to is just as fucking good as the one before, if not better.
Professional guys.
So, very professional. Mm-hmm. Love them. Thanks to Scum Love for direct support for Orgy, for getting everything set up and taken down and all that stuff. And thank you so much to Scum Love. We love you guys. Yeah. Hope to have you on the show soon.
We love the dancers, man. Damn.
Yes, the dancers were hot as fuck. Their ass cheeks hanging out.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Scum Love, for such an awesome show.
Oh, wow.
It was just wonderful.
Yeah, she
you
really
put on
had
a great
nice
stage performance. And then he brings the fucking thunder.
He was out in the audience with everybody.
Yeah, he was out. He was down there. He started a mosh pit with himself and some other people, and it was crazy. But it was a lot of fun. We always have fun at the Whiskey.
Slant.
Shout out to the Whiskey. Thank
yes.
you. Shout out to Slant. Thank you guys so much for having us there. We, got as many pictures and things as I can. I will be posting stuff this week. I'm going to be working on that.
Slant.
We love Slant.
They just
incredible performance.
They just like God. I could just see them performing in front of like 20,000 people. Like
I think and being comfortable doing it.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I mean.
Shout out to Fahim, Munir, Josh, and Jimmy. What up, guys?
What's happening?
What's happening? And great show, as always, to all of you. And any of the other bands that were there before. We didn't get there. We just got there, like, right before Slant went on. Like, I don't know who was on.
It was like a group on before. But we went upstairs for a second.
Yeah,
we
went up to the third floor where we got an interview, which I'm going to be playing on Jenny's Real Rock and maybe here next week. I'm not sure what we're doing. But I might do... No, not next week. We got something else going on next week. But I'll be playing
Fate
it
Destroyed?
Soon.
Fate Destroyed?
It's with... Yes, with Fate Destroyed.
Yeah.
So it's Ben Levy as well as Francesca Destruct from Fate Destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
We got an interview with them upstairs on the third floor at the Whiskey.
Up top.
Where you have to have a bracelet to go, bitches.
Everybody can't go in.
No.
Up there.
Anybody can go up to the second floor because you can buy merch up there. But not everyone can go to the fucking third floor.
Because they got a big fucking bodyguard.
A really huge dude there standing there. And you got to have a bracelet on.
Yeah,
so thank you to Lou Gordon for the bracelets.
Thank you, Lou Gordon.
Thank you. We love you guys. We love Orgy. Scum Love, hopefully to have him on the show soon, as well as, we've had Slant on twice now, so we love Slant. And they're always welcome back in the future, of course. Oh, and Toddy. Shout out to Toddy from Dead Girls Corp. Dead Girls Corp is being produced and put out, put out by Orgy, by Jay Gordon and Lou Gordon, and they're putting out Dead Girls Corp. Shout out to Toddy, lead singer of Dead Girls Corp. And the cool dude that's in your band with awesome dreads, guitarist or your bassist. I can't remember his name, damn it. But with he wears the kilt. Man, you guys are badass. And thank you for entertaining us. And we want to have you on the show soon. So I'll be hitting you guys up. So we've had a great week. What else? We had... Jesus, we did a long
day. That was Friday.
Friday. And then, Saturday.
That was Saturday night went?
No, that was Friday.
Friday was Orgy.
Now I'm about to talk about Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to take that?
We went to the, we was in downtown on 2nd Street off of Broadway and Hill. We went to, what was it called? The Red...
Mm-hmm. Redwood Bar.
Redwood Bar.
The Redwood Bar.
Yeah. Our friends, Davang.
Lavang.
Davang.
Yes, Davang.
And they headlined the show at the Red. What is the Redwood Bar?
Mm-hmm, Redwood Bar.
Oh, yeah. They was good. Yeah. That's a Vietnamese heavy metal band.
Shout out to Low Octane, which we will have on the show soon. Also, great hard rock band. Love the sound. They were really good.
Straight red-blooded American.
Yes.
Let's get together and let's make a rock band. Let's go.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
So shout out to Low Octane. And let's see who else. It was Vox Arcanum. I don't know. I didn't really. Yeah. I think that was their names. Anyway, but we were there to see Davang. Davang.
Davang.
Davang. I don't know. Just say Davang. I guess. I don't know. So our guest today, though, And that was Saturday. And then last night, we had the battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. It's the last year for Vans Warped Tour. They're doing the battles, Battle of the Band. So it's to battle out, compete for the honor to be on stage with the greats at Vans Warped Tour. So you'd be like one of the opening bands, you know what I mean, who go on stage, one of the first bands to go on stage. But it's still an honor, and you get to have more exposure that way.
A lot more.
Thousands and thousands of people, you know, will see you. So if you're a band, I don't know if he has any spots left or what's going on, but hit up Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions. Nathan Youngblood, he's also in Fate Destroyed, the band we were talking about earlier. So call... you know, check it out. Go check it out.
Well, is there a way to hit him up to if the band wants to? If they still got any openings?
Just go check him out on Facebook, Youngblood Productions. Go check him out and see what he could do. I'm not sure if there's any round ones left. I think that's pretty much going to be done. Thursday night is a round one.
Yeah.
So a 5-star bar this Thursday, but last night was the yeah, damn it, get my tongue tied here. Last night was the 5-star bar. I believe this is our guest, though. We'll talk about that more later.
Okay.
So this is our guest, I believe, Laurel Ann Hill. Hello, is this Laurel?
Yes, this is Laurel Hill.
Hi, yes.
Hello.
This is our guest today, Laurel Ann Hill. She is an author, and the book she has is The Engine Woman's Light.
That's correct.
Awesome. And now, Desiree, this is, we got Laurel Ann Hill through Desiree Duffy of Black Chateau.
Thank you.
Black Chateau Enterprises, PR marketing for authors. So shout out to Desiree.
Yeah. Thank you, Desiree Duffy.
Yes. And
big shout out to Desiree. She is amazing.
Yes. That woman is, I swear to God, she just a go-getter. I love it. And I love what she does for authors like yourself. And now she said that this book was kind of like, I liked how she described it, steampunky?
Yeah, it's steampunky. It's spirits meet steampunk with a sprinkling of magical realism.
Interesting. I like that. I also like the...
confused.
The goggles. The airline goggles, or the airplane goggles that you were wearing on your forehead there on the picture. I like that. That was cool.
Oh, yes. I got that hat a number of years ago at a Comic-Con. Well, nice. It wasn't called the Comic-Con. It was one of the different comics.
Right.
But I could not resist it. And then my husband had to have one. So we had a series of these marvelous pictures taken together with our crazy hats and goggles.
I love the steampunk era, though. They did that at one of the Cirque du Soleil's I worked at. The Curios, when they did the Cabinet of Curiosities. I like that one. But, yeah, they all did the steampunk theme, and I like that. So
yeah, and I didn't start that book being a steampunk related book. I started it just being a story, and of course I didn't know how to write at the time.
Oh, okay.
So that book has gone through a lot of transformations.
How long have you been writing this book?
It took me 20 years.
Wow. Okay.
Now, I have another book that came out in 2007. That took me 7 or 8 months to write.
Interesting. Interesting.
But by then, I'd learned how to write.
Okay, right, yeah.
And so I had this, The Engine Woman's Light, which has gone through as many names as someone on the lam. And it ended up finally with The Engine Woman's Light for a name, and it was a mother to write.
Oh yeah, I bet.
But when I realized where my story was going and what I had to say, then it became easier, And I pulled it all together finally and said, I got to get this out before I die.
Now, what inspired you to write this particular book?
The whole premise for it started from a dream.
Okay, I like that.
And if you go back in time to about 1993,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of things going on with hospital closures and people not having medical care. Does right. that sound familiar?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's still happening today, but the New York Times actually had an article where they were reporting the closure of, I think it was a Butterfield hospital, and they reported that since 1980, which would have been in a period of 13 years, that 642 hospitals had closed in the United States.
Mm, wow.
And that was that's a lot for just that time period. And so my husband and I had both worked in hospitals. He was a pathologist.
Oh, wow.
I lost him last year. So,
oh, I'm so sorry.
I have to refer to his was.
Sorry for your loss.
And I worked in the medical laboratory for a number of years. And so I had a dream, a consequence of what would happen if our medical help system really went to hell. And so this woman who had been condemned to euthanasia because she was old, she was ill.
Right.
And she's getting carted off to a hospital, and she finds that there's a baby on the same train, and through information from her dead husband, she learns that this is a great-grandchild of hers.
Oh, wow.
And no way is she going to let any great-grandchild or any kid in her family end up in that institution. And so she escapes the train with the baby. And that was my dream.
Interesting.
Well, I tried working that into a short story. That was too big for a short story. I didn't know it then because I didn't know how to write a short story. So I started writing a novel, which I also didn't know how to write a novel. So you can see why it took 20 years.
Yeah,
right.
And then I had to learn how to run a steam locomotive.
Wow.
Huh?
Yeah, I've engineered a steam locomotive 15 feet tall.
That's awesome.
Engine SP-2472.
Jeez.
Nice.
And I've been in a lot of other engine cabs, steam and diesel.
Yeah, me too. I used to work for the railroad.
Ain't that a bit.
Oh, you did? Which mm-hmm. one?
It was a SLR. It's the St. Lawrence and Atlantic Railroad. It's in,
oh, cool.
It's in,
totally
it's in
cool.
Maine, like goes through Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont up into the Canadian border and connects with the Canadian National Railroad.
Oh, that's great. That's really great.
I was a train dispatcher, and that was part of our training was we had to ride in the engines with the conductor and the engineer. I always thought that was awesome. I've always been a huge train person, so I'm an FRN, if you know what that term means.
Okay, FRN, clue me in.
A fucking railroad nut.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That's what they call us.
I'm an FRN.
That's what they call us. That's what they call us because we're like, you know, people that take pictures on the side of the train, everything. Oh, yeah.
That's funny that the two women on the show are talking about the railroads and the guy on here don't have no clue about what you're talking about.
That's funny.
I don't understand FLO002345. I don't know that shit.
They're engine numbers. Anyway, yes. I've had a very interesting life. I told you that.
I see. She has also.
I have many secrets.
Well, I'm a former underground storage tank operator.
Awesome.
What the hell?
That is
among
so cool.
Among other things. I was a scientist. I was a medical technologist.
Isn't this awesome?
I was in nuclear medicine.
Isn't this
I
awesome?
I ended up in drug regulatory.
You can write so many books.
The last years of my career before I retired, I was in hazardous materials management for a pharmaceutical research and development site.
Hazmat. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Geez.
Yeah, we had to do hazmat certification for our for the railroad.
Oh,
because
yeah?
because we it wasn't a passenger railroad, it was a commodities freight railroad.
Uh-huh.
So freight, so they had caustic and you know, hazardous commodities cars on the train. So we had to take training in that just in case shit went down. We had to know what to do.
Get out the way. Run.
Yeah, but you at least have to know to pull out the orange book, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we made CNN one year. We're just not going to go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that's not good if you're in that and you make CNN.
There was a big... I was off duty. I came into work.
It wasn't you.
No, I came into work and there had been some huge railroad pileup in fucking New Hampshire. It was crazy. That was crazy. Yes, I've had interesting year, interesting times on the railroad.
That is something new.
You had a lot of books in you. You could write tons of books. So many different things.
Oh, yes. I'm working on another one now, but it's slow, because I've gotten slow and slower.
This is funny, man.
So,
that happens. Yeah, that really happens.
Can you tell a little bit more about the book from your point of view? Like, I know you had a dream, and then, like, how did it kind of come from that? Like, you just kind of started.
Well, that is the chapter one of my story.
Okay.
Which is actually a prologue.
Okay. Gotcha.
And my publisher wanted it as a prologue, and I said, Tori, nobody's going to read it.
Most people don't.
Prologue.
Yeah, most people do not read a prologue. I do.
I made it chapter one, and then I got people, you know, miffed at me because chapter two starts out with a different character, which is the baby who has now reached almost 16 years of age.
Oh, okay.
So, but it works, and it doesn't work any other way.
Okay, gotcha.
And I also had to go to what I call an experimental point of view in order to pull all of this together.
Interesting.
So I really had to learn how to write and what I could and couldn't do in order to get this to work. But I did it, and my books won 5 awards.
Nice. Right. That is awesome.
Yeah, so I guess I did it right, you know?
I think you did. 20 years and it paid off.
Yeah, no money yet.
No? You've been selling any copies, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah, we're selling copies. I haven't gotten the royalty check.
Oh, okay.
But you have to, you don't, you do this for love.
Yeah, that's
Jennifer.
True.
You do it for love.
It's like what I do. entertainment industry, you don't always make tons of money sometimes, but... You know, it's very rewarding in other ways.
I made my money from writing when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Essentially, I grew up poor. My father was an alcoholic. I didn't know how I was going to go to college. Mm. So I started writing things. I entered every essay contest that was offered through the school, and I kept winning them.
Oh, cool.
And I won enough money to pay for 4 years of tuition and books.
Nice.
At San Francisco State.
That's wonderful.
Dang.
Yeah. So
that is so great. See what writing can do.
I figured if I never make anything else, I made it when I needed it.
Right. That's very true. Let's see. And what can readers expect from this book?
I think that they can expect a story that is told very, very close to the character. My story is told in first person when I'm doing the point of view of Juanita, who is my heroine.
Okay.
And she gets possessed by spirits. So when she's possessed by a spirit, I use third person close.
Oh, okay.
And then of course, the opening chapter, when it is her great-grandma's point of view, then that I use third person close.
Right, right, right.
So that's how you don't get mixed up when she's her and when she's someone else.
Oh, right.
And I think that this book addresses some really dark issues, rape and abuse, child abandonment, murder, loss of loved ones in your family.
Wow.
But it also addresses the good things, love and loyalty and honor and family and forgiveness. And, of course, redemption goes along with all of that.
Wow.
So it is her journey. It's not really a hero's journey, and it's not really a heroine's journey. It's a combination between the two, because sometimes she's Juanita and sometimes she's her mind's inhabited by Billy, who is the ghost of a locomotive engineer.
Interesting.
And so, she is put on this mission by the spirits to go and stop the trains from carrying people to this really horrid asylum.
Okay.
You know, the one you get when you consolidated all your hospitals and you have nothing left but shit. You
right.
know?
Dang, yeah. That's just wrong.
Yeah, so with that, it's her journey, and in the meanwhile, of course, she's young. She is betrothed because someone of that age, back in the 1800s, could have well had an intended by that time in her life. What did women do? They got married and had babies. Except she's different because she is a mystic traveler, which is something like a shaman.
Oh, interesting.
For the community.
I like that.
And of course, when you realize that her great-grandmother saved her and she has been in contact with her great-grandmother, then of course she's going to be very, very close to the spirits.
Right. Ooh. Wow, I like that. I like the premise. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and of course when, oh my gosh, I don't know if I even dare get into this, but since my husband has died, he's been in contact with me.
Oh.
So now I feel like, yes, I've got it right.
Yeah, and it's not abnormal. I've been visited by my mother as well as my son's father. So I know.
Those things
happen. It's you just have to be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, he's seen an apparition.
Yeah, for real. Like that was in 1997, I believe.
He saw an apparition floating across the sky, so across the room. So
like yeah,
my sister has seen my mother in some of her different apartments that she's lived in.
Mm.
She follows my sister more so.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I think it's interesting.
Well, Chris, I haven't seen David.
Oh, okay.
But he's done things.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's done interesting things with my computer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Little glitches or little messages or...
Oh, well, no, things that, you know, when we were first married... We used to fall asleep at night till music till dawn, this program in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
And it played a song which was Eric Satie's Gymnopédie 3. You probably aren't familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very haunting melody, and they'd start out their program, and they'd finish their program. Mm-hmm. So I remember going to sleep to that and waking up to it over, 6 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I started listening to this because it was a reminder of David and it was comforting.
Right.
And so I'd listen to it on YouTube and then I'd shut my computer and go to sleep.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, the computer, which was shut, it's a laptop. You close it, nothing comes through. It's not set up for any sound to come through.
Right.
It would start playing it.
Mm. Whoa. That's crazy.
6 hours after I had shut the laptop.
Dang.
And it would just come on and start playing?
Wow.
Yeah, it would just start playing.
No.
And then, okay, my modem went out. This was just a couple months ago, my modem went out. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't get any on the internet at all. Uh-oh. Guess what? Hmm. Without the internet, and it's not on the hard drive or soft drive or anything, it's not in my computer, the YouTube played, visual, everything.
Wow.
With no internet in the house, with the signal on my computer that I had no internet.
Wow.
My computer didn't care. The YouTube came up and it played.
Wow.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it's I just have a whole list of things.
Yeah.
So and David was so important to me in getting this book done.
Right.
I mean, he'd accompanied me everywhere. We did everything together. We rode in the engine cabs. We learned how to do stuff. We went hiking together. We went to all the places in California that my character might go to make sure that I was describing them correctly.
Right.
Mm.
Proper research.
And so, I mean, even a few weeks before he passed away, he found another spelling error.
Oh, wow.
So it was really our joint project, and so now I'm really pushing it because I'm finishing the act, so to speak, for the two of us.
Right. Mm.
That's deep.
It is very deep.
That's one of the more meaningful conversations I can remember us having. This right here
with a guest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's try to lighten it up a little bit. can you tell me 3 fun facts about you?
Well, I already told you one, that I'm an former underground storage tank operator.
Yes, which I think is really cool.
What is that anyway?
Managing the diesel tanks or whatever is in them. In my case, it had to be diesel. I was working for a pharmaceutical company, and they had to have backup generators.
Okay.
To keep their
the building
their freezers going.
Okay.
Interesting.
You know, so and the state of California has its regulations. Well, of course the EPA does as well, but the state of California is far more stringent.
Hmm.
And so somebody had to take care of the management, and I had to go and actually get licensed for this.
Oh.
Which meant I had to go and take a test, of which I knew nothing, so I had to study like heck for 6 months.
Mm.
In addition to all the regular things I did on my job.
Wow. That is an interesting... I mean, I've done some really interesting jobs over the years, but that's really interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be cool to do something totally different. Yeah.
So it was fun. It was crazy, but it was fun.
What's that TV show? That guy is like Strange Jobs or something?
Dirty
Jobs. Yeah, where he goes around, he just does jobs that nobody even thought existed, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just crazy stuff. Crazy.
So that's one.
That's one.
Number two.
Okay.
I have one. When I was younger, I did crazy stuff. I almost got myself killed a number of times. You know, it's really, really true.
Sounds
that
like me.
The brain does not mature when you're a teenager.
No,
not really.
If you didn't know it before from being a parent,
yeah.
I could tell you that.
Yeah.
And I did crazy stuff. And one of the things that I loved to do was ride the rapids on the Stanislaus River before it was all dammed up with that new dam.
Oh, wow.
And but I wouldn't ride in a raft. I had a little canvas covered surf mat, and I put on a wetsuit and flippers, and we'd go down that way.
Interesting.
And there was some big rapids. That was you had to be careful.
Yeah, with a mat.
And what?
Whoa.
Yeah, surf mat.
Dang. Wow. Okay.
And which is, you know, not as
it takes some balls.
It's long enough and wide enough that I could put my torso on the mat, and my arms and legs and head and everything else dangled off of it. But it kept something inflated, and the canvas cover was so if you hit a rock, it wouldn't rip open the mat.
Okay. That's cool then.
So anyway, I was run over by a river raft.
Damn. Run over by
and
a river
raft. It was a big river raft.
Holy
crap. And I stuck underwater.
Oh, wow.
And so I had to work my way out from underneath it. And
dang.
I came out, and I was just totally exasperated. They didn't have to run me over. They couldn't control it, you know.
Oh, wow.
And so I came up, and I shook my fist at the whole crew and shouted whiplash.
I bet she had one of them fingers up, didn't she?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I should have, but it wouldn't have made any difference anyway, because I was holding on for dear life.
Wow. I bet.
Was he going to use four fingers?
Oh.
That's funny.
And the other one that I'm really proud of is that I have been quoted by Barf Blog.
Barf Blog? What is Barf Blog?
And it has nothing to do with my books.
Okay, I'm interested now. What is it? What happened?
Oh, okay. Barf Blog chronicles cases of food poisoning.
Oh, okay.
And I had attended a science fiction fantasy convention. I attend it every year. It's called RadCon up in Pasco, Washington.
Oh, wow. That'd be awesome.
And so this was back several years ago, and they had they were hit by norovirus.
Oh, wow.
And I was fortunate enough, both my husband and I got it, but we didn't get it until we got home, because we weren't infected until the last day.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
So that was really good, because I cannot imagine being in a room with only one toilet when two people have norovirus.
Oh, God.
It would have been really bad.
Yeah. Wow.
So I had... I'd gone on the site that described this, you know, this happening, and I'd commented with facts about norovirus, and I don't even remember what I said, and so it got picked up by Barf Blog.
Wow.
Well, interesting. I didn't even know there was such a thing as Barf Blog.
I didn't either. I was just going through
like
one
barf
day.
Blog?
And, oh,
what in
my
the
goodness.
Hell is that? Okay.
You know, when you're an author, I have to do, some people call them vanity checks, but I do it to see not only where I've been quoted, but also if somebody is out there offering my book for free in some foreign country.
Mm.
You know, have they gotten hold of an electronic copy that they've handed out? So my publisher has gotten a couple of sites closed down.
Okay.
Ooh. Good work.
So, you know, you have to watch out for these things.
Right.
Very true. That's on one hand. On the other hand, you know, gee, somebody in another country knows who I am. Maybe that's not so bad after all.
Right. Just other countries are going, yeah, Laurel Ann Hill. Woo.
Yeah.
We're liking this steampunky novel. We like it. We're liking it.
Oh, dear.
What are your plans for writing, like future writing projects?
I'm working on a horror story right now about bioengineered maggots.
And Interesting.
Bioengineered
medical magnet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And something goes wrong, of course.
Okay, I know what they're used for. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, and then I'm also working on a story that I started in 2005 and then just put aside. And it takes place in early California. It's a cross between fantasy and magical realism.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
And I do these. My father was half Mexican.
Okay.
But he absolutely pretty well denied his family and his culture.
Oh.
And so I did not, and he kept on insisting that, oh, we were California Spanish. We weren't Mexican. Well, baloney.
We're California Spanish. I'm not even sure what that's supposed to mean. Anyway, that's fine.
Well, there were people who came from Spain to California.
Like Spaniards, like actual Spaniards. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard of pure Castilian.
Oh, yes.
Well, Daddy's side of the family was not pure Castilian.
I'm Castilian. No.
They were Mexican. They're Spanish and indigenous.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I had my DNA done.
Oh. I need to do my...
I want to do that. I'm interested, to see how much black I have in me.
Yeah, well, sometimes it just depends where you go to have it done, because they don't all test the same things in the same way.
What's the best one?
I had mine done by two.
Okay.
And one, it showed up, that I have black markers, which you would expect from either from Spain or Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one didn't. So because it was below a threshold for what they were testing for.
Oh, I want to do that 1, 2, 3 in me, where they break you down, like not just by like your genetic markers, tells you like all the parts of the world you're from. That way, mm-hmm. like DNA, mm-hmm. but it also tells you genetically like what you're predisposed to, like what your family has in it.
I didn't want to know any of my medical.
I'm interested to know all of it, because I'd like to know what to prepare for and to combat. You know what I'm saying? I like to be prepared, so to speak.
Well, I'm old enough now, Jenny.
You're like, who cares? Fuck it.
No, yeah, who cares? I don't want to know what's going to get me.
You're like, damn it, I'm already freaking old enough and I don't care anymore. I've lived a long life,
all
damn
I
it.
Know is I almost drowned so many times.
Damn. Okay.
And then there was a time I almost fell off the side of a building three
Holy
stories up.
Dang.
And then there was the time that I climbed the clothesline pole for my mother three stories up, and the crossbars fell off, and I was dangling.
Dang.
The brain is not formed until at least 30, I'm convinced.
Yeah, I drowned and died for 3 minutes when I was 11.
Can I just say
thank God for my minister's daughter? Because if it wasn't for the minister's daughter knowing CPR, my ass wouldn't be here, and neither would my children. So I'm thankful to my minister's daughter. Go Aledo Baptist Church in Aledo, Texas. Thank you very much, Pastor Bo Owens and his daughter. I can't remember her name, but damn, thank you for saving my life. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, if we're doing shout-outs.
Yeah, do a shout-out. You sure can.
I'm going to shout-out to Polytechnic High School in San Francisco, which was closed in 1972 and torn down in 1987.
Oh.
And if it hadn't been for Polytechnic, I would have not have been encouraged to write as a teen.
Oh. Well,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
I mean, I started writing before I could read, because I'd tell my sister stories.
Oh,
and
right.
She'd write them down.
Okay.
But I would not have gotten the money to go to college without Polytechnic High School.
Well, that's wonderful. Good for that. Yes. That's nice.
Go, Polly!
Yes, go, Polly! We love it. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have an alumni association.
That's good. As you should.
Yeah, so.
As you should. Well, I want to thank you so much, Laurel, for calling in today.
Thank you. Yay.
We had a great
time. Thank you, Jane, in Jane, here. Jane.
Yes, thank
we
you.
We had a great time talking to you.
Yes.
And,
very interesting.
It really, you know, and it really made me think about a lot of things I hadn't thought of in a while, you know. So you gave me a nice trip down memory lane. It was very nice.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you. And thank you so
railroads.
Much.
Go Railroads.
Yes. Go Railroads. Yes, we love that.
Woo!
Yes.
Train nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, and I sent you my book. I sent you a copy in snail mail.
Thank you so much.
So
and
you
where
it.
Can people find you really quick before we go? Where can people find your book, and where can people find you on, like, social media?
Oh, okay. I am laurelannhill.com.
Awesome.
And if you query Google Laurel Ann Hill and the Engine Woman's Light, stuff will come up.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. I found you on Facebook as Laurel Ann Hill. You know, you're pretty much on everything as that. And, yeah. So, please go check out her book.
Yeah.
The Engine Woman's Light.
Woman's Light. And it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Ooh, we like it.
And you... Like yeah, it. And you could go to any bookstore and order it.
Yes, just don't go on those sites where they don't charge you and she doesn't get money, because authors need to make money from the wonderful books that they write for us. Because if it wasn't for them and their writing their awesome books, then we wouldn't have awesome TV shows and movies. Because it all comes from most of it comes from books.
Absolutely,
so
cool.
Thank
Great
you,
mind.
And maybe someday we could make your book into a movie or a TV show, and that would be really cool. So you never
I might even live long enough.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Anything's possible.
All right, thank you so much, Laurel, and you have a wonderful day. And thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Talking to us today. Thank you
okay,
for being on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She was an awesome guest. She was really cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm curious now, like, how old is she is, but women don't
she
like to talk about that type
well,
of stuff.
She said her high school closed down in 1970.
1972.
Her high school.
Yeah, I know.
That means
I know.
Went there before.
Yeah, I get it. My father graduated in 1959, so he was 18. It was right before he turned 18. I think my dad was still 17 when he graduated. But anyway, so we want to thank Laurel Ann Hill for being on the show today.
Yes.
She was awesome. She was a great guest. And thank you to Desiree Duffy.
Thank you, Desiree.
Black Chateau Enterprises.
Shout out.
If it wasn't for you and Black Chateau, we would not have the wonderful authors that we have on the show every month. A lot of them come from you. So thank you, Desiree Duffy, for yet another awesome guest. Last night we were at Battle of the Bands, Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. Five-star bar downtown Los Angeles. Winner of last night's competition was Lost Puppy. Shout out to Lost Puppy. And we look forward to you being maybe on the show at some point in the future. Shout out to all the other bands that were there last night. Fallen Fury was really good.
Yeah.
There were some really good bands. Competitions. I'm trying to remember the names. There's two other bands. There were so many bands. I can't remember.
Yeah.
My brain hurts. We've seen so many bands. We're judges for the competition, by the way. So come down this Thursday night, the 17th. So tomorrow night, come on down to the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. Get your tickets. There's going to be more bands tomorrow night that will be competing in round one. Round one competitions are about to come to an end. This may be one of the last nights of round one. And then once all the round ones are done, then they will go on to round two, which I believe is like started next week or something, or the week after. I'll get dates and let you know, but it will be a great thing. So go check it out. It's Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. Go check out his new band, Fate Destroyed, with Francesca Destruct and Ben Levy. And I say, what was it? There's a couple other members. Bobby, I'm trying to remember. There's so many people.
I told you, you said I should have a better memory.
I remember a lot of stuff, man.
I'm
damn good. But anyway,
it's all good.
We've had a lot of great guests on our show. We've seen a lot of great bands.
Baby. baby. Can you please tell the people where we're going to be, the address? 3rd and Main.
The 5-star bar in downtown Los Angeles.
3rd and Main.
Fucking find it. Look it up. Put it on Google.
Look.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find it. It's swear to God.
3rd and Main.
5-star bar. Okay, Jesus Christ. 3rd and Main. That's still not giving them a technical address, you know, but they can put in their little GPS. And
they'll see the people hanging out. They'll be like, oh, right there.
Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah. Well, if you bring a hot dog cart, for the love of God, man, we need more. If you're a food vendor, come the fuck down there, please.
A burrito or something.
A food truck, please come down there, hang out, you know. Like
chili cheese fries with onions and pastrami meat.
I'll give a fuck what it is, something. Anyway, you've been listening to this. You've been listening to James World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all Amazon Alexa devices.
Bacon
soon to
dogs.
Be syndicated on Spotify. Talk about bacon dogs. I'm trying to fucking make a goddamn announcement. Anyway, next week on James World Talk on the Block,
yes,
we will have Ty Budd.
Yeah.
And his movement, the Love Yourself movement. Live life, love life. It's a movement, it's a revolution, and it's coming to a theater near you. No, just kidding. It's a movement, though. It's about respecting yourself, loving yourself, living life to the fullest, and just doing you and doing what you love and not being miserable and strapped down to jobs that you hate and make you, you know, just want to rip your hair out and
love your life.
Whatever it is, whether it's doing crafts, whatever it's reading a book, working a job, whatever it is, live life, love life, and love yourself.
Yeah.
So love yourself. Ty Budd will be on next week. We're going to be out of here today. We're out. We'll see you
next week. Thank you,
Welcome
everyone.
Welcome back to next week. Check us out. James World Talk of the Block on all social media. Bye.
Gotta go, y'all. Peace.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.